This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just wanted to say, I'm watching Indiana play, right? And I went to Indiana. And I was there, and I covered Bob Knight for 5 years, every day of my life. And the last game I covered there as a senior was in 87 when they beat Syracuse at the Superdome in the national championship game on Keith Smart's jumper in the corner with no time left, right? It is amazing to me. I just looked. They showed their banners, right? Their five national championships. They remind me of the Miami Canes, you know, their five football titles. But they're similar in that it's been a long time, right, since they've won one. You know what I mean? Like, I thought Miami got shafted, I mean, big time, in the Ohio State National Championship game. As far as I'm concerned, I don't care what anybody says, right? I thought Porter's call in the end zone was atrocious, and I think everybody else did, too. That was one of the all-time great ref flops ever. And then Indiana, just like them, do you realize it's been 32 years since they won that title? And all I'm saying is that they got rid of Bob Knight in 2000. And they did the 30 for 30 a few years ago. That was recent. Like, within 5 years, they did that thing. And it might even be within 3 years they did that thing. And all I know is that they got rid of him, and they have never been the same ever again. I mean, literally, it is amazing to me that you could be Indiana basketball. Like, you're talking Kentucky, Kansas, Duke, North Carolina, Indiana. You have to understand it's a blue blood, right? It is absolutely one of the greatest college basketball programs in the history of the game, is it not? And they have sucked, literally, except for what, 2002 when they went to the finals with Maryland and lost?
2002 they lost in the finals to Maryland. That was Mike Davis, and he probably still had a couple of Knights guys.
He had a couple of NBA players on that team. So all I know is, I said to you before, am I wrong? He actually did the best job at Indiana since. That guy, Mike Davis.
He went 115-79.
All right, what are the other ones?
Kelvin Sampson went 43-15.
He cheated.
Right. Tom Crean went 166-135.
Okay,
there
so
a long time.
He was there a long time, but he barely went over 500. What was the did they give a percentage for Davis?
592.
59. What's the other one?
Crean 552.
There you go. He cussed a lot of losses.
Crean got him to 1, 2, 3
sweet. Three sweet 16.
That's it. Nothing beyond the sweet 16 for Crean. And now Archie Miller, of course, is 29-24.
Who did a better job? The guy that took him to the NCAA finals and lost, or a guy takes him to three sweet 16s?
Mike Davis.
There you go. And they have never sniffed.
And Sampson was doing, I mean, 43-15, pretty good. But then Sampson, of course, got in trouble. So,
do you think that, like, because you never see Kentucky, North Carolina, Duke, Kansas, you never see any of them have the stretch of failure that Indiana's had, right? I mean, they have stunk it up for years now. They are, to me, I mean, they're like, you know, they're basically Northwestern. No offense to anybody in Chicago, but let's face it. In basketball and football, you don't matter, do you? I mean, even when you win, you don't matter. Is that about right? I mean, they win, right, Fitzgerald's team, and they still don't matter, do they? No one cares about Northwestern football, do they? Except for the guy Wilbon that went there. He's always bragging about Northwestern football, but they never win anything. So whatever. So, but, like, Indiana's like them now. I mean, it is so embarrassing to me that I can't even watch them on TV anymore. I watched them beat Michigan State. I almost had a heart attack. I really did because – I thought they would get whacked in that game without a question. I mean, not even a doubt. At the Breslin Center, they win? I couldn't even believe it. I mean, I'll take that loss every day at the window. I'll make that bet every day, and I'll hit that bet 9 out of 10 times, right, that they'll beat Indiana by 15 at home. And I don't know how they did it because they can't shoot for, you know, I mean, literally, they cannot shoot the ball. I've seen them play 5, 10 times this year, and they just can't shoot. Flat out from anywhere. Three, from the elbow, from the corners, from the wing, from the paint. I mean, they literally, they can't even shoot free throws right. I mean, that's how bad they are. I'm watching them lose tonight, too, right? And I'm sitting here thinking, 32 years since they mattered. I mean, they didn't even matter when they lost to Maryland, did they? They lost. So the last time they mattered was when Bob Knight coached them in 87 when I was there. And he stayed, what, for another 13 years before they fired him? And he never mattered in those 13 years either, did he? But they have sucked since 1987. Have they not? I mean, it is unbelievable. Now, didn't they have one with Zeller, a good team with Crean? Sweet 16, that was it. But they won a Big Ten title with Crean.
Yes.
So that I'll give them that, but that's nothing really to hang your hat on.
That doesn't matter anymore. All these teams win Big Ten titles.
Well, it would matter if you won it like now, because right now they're saying crazy stuff like every team in the league is going to make the tournament, and I just don't believe that for 1 minute. They're just, it's amazing to me. And not only that, what's amazing to me is that I was there and I started in 83 doing my career. So 5 years more, 37 years apparently, I've been doing this straight since 1983. That's when I started doing this. Every day of my life, I've been doing it, right? Since then. And radio. And I saw them with their, I was there for their last glory. I was there the last time that they ever did anything or mattered in college basketball. It is so amazing to me that they just are irrelevant now. They're irrelevant. Are they not? They just absolutely do not matter. I mean, it is so unfathomable to me that I am sitting here watching them and it's been that long. I mean, my entire life has flashed before me. I was there so long ago when they won, and that they don't play anymore for anything ever that matters. Like, they'll go to the Big Ten tournament, right, and get their ass rung up in, like, 1 day. They'll be rung up and out in 1 day because they suck, okay? Let's get real here. And I know this kid, Romeo Langford, everyone says he's a lottery pick. Oh, my God. I'm going to start drinking again. That kid is so unprepared for the NBA. You know what he needs? His mommy to live with him when he goes pro, if he goes pro next year. He needs his mommy to live with him because he's not ready for the NBA. He can't even win a Big Ten game. I mean, and don't tell me, because they won in East Lansing. That's the only win they had the whole year. I mean, they are not a tournament team, if you ask me. That's amazing to me that people have them as a 10 seed. Are you kidding me? They win one game the whole year and they're in the tournament?
It's a big, good year for the Big Ten. It's a good year. Good year for the Big Ten.
I will give Doster credit, though. He said they got a lot of big games left they could win and still make the tournament. He goes, they play Michigan State twice. They play Michigan. They play Purdue. They play Iowa. And I'm like, they're not winning any of those games. Then the first game, they went out and won.
Mind-boggling, isn't it?
Did you just say mind-boggling?
Yeah, mind-boggling. You know, when things are so crazy, it gets your thoughts all trapped like in a bottle.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.